I have been accused of acting out of partisan political motives. Those who say that do not know me. I am an independent person and I am no one's pawn.
That is Christine Blasey Ford testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee about her allegations of sexual assault against now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh back in September 2018. Well, as the country witnessed those hearings, many were inspired to action. And our Here and Now resident chef, Kathy Gunst, was inspired to bake. She's just written a new book with Catherine Alford titled Rage Baking, The Transformative Power of Flour, Fury, and Women's Voices. And Kathy joins me now to talk about it. Hi, Kathy.
Great to talk to you, Jeremy. Thanks.
And what was it about those hearings that made you want to bake with rage?
Well, it snuck up on me. I had NPR on kind of obsessively. I was listening to the hearings, and it didn't take long before I realized that nobody was really listening to her. I felt like this woman was so brave that she was risking her safety, her family, her career, and yet I felt like they were just pretending to listen. And after the first night of the hearings, I went into my kitchen and I started to bake. And it wasn't like a normal baking session. I would bake a pie, a cake, and cookies. And I wasn't aware at the time of why I was doing what I was doing. Like, why was I baking? And why was I baking obsessively? I'm a good baker, but my other cookbooks have all been primarily about savory food. And in retrospect, I mean, you know me, I'm not that woman that like follows the rules. And, you know, I kind of am a little outside of the envelope. But baking was all about following rules. And each night during those hearings, as I felt more and more enraged, I found myself somewhat grounded by knowing if I measured my flour, if I measured the sugar, the results would be sweet. Oddly, it wasn't even that I wanted to eat it all. It was not rage eating, which is a whole other thing. It was really about following these rules and getting a result.
Well, and so did baking stop the rage?
No, hell no. It's not. This book is not about stopping rage. It helped me feel, I guess, a sense of energy to go on the next day and kind of fight the good fight, because it became really clear to me that women and men were going to have to really get serious about finding truth and voting and speaking their minds. And it helped me redirect that way.
You know, Kathy, there are going to be a lot of listeners to this show who hear you all the time talk about food and think, well, wait a minute, Kathy is the one part of Here and Now that's not
right.
Political. And
that's
now
right.
Here she is talking about how driven she is by the politics that she's seeing to bake. What do you say to those people?
I'm really glad you brought that up, because I feel like this is a book whose primary goal is to open conversation. This is not just a cookbook. There are essays, there are interviews, there's old photography and new photography. And it's really a collective of over 40 women's voices, everyone from musician Ani DeFranco to writers like Rebecca Traister, Cecile Richards, who ran Planned Parenthood. And the goal is not to inflame more anger. The goal is to try to create conversations, and there is no better way to create conversation than to sit at a table with food. And baking, unlike savory food, is truly about sharing. I mean, if you make a sandwich, it's for one. But if you make a cake or a pie, you have to cut it into many pieces and you share it with people. So you're baking for community. And I think the goal of this book, more than anything, was to create a sense of community in these deeply polarizing times.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Rebecca Traister, because our producer, Emiko, has put together some of the dishes that are in this book. Because, of course, as you say, it's not just about the politics. It's also about the baking that you are doing. And Rebecca's recipe in here,
it's so good.
Is a zucchini almond bread.
Correct. Rebecca Traister wrote Good and Mad, and we have a small essay in the book. But also she wrote, and she's like, sure, I'll, you know, use the essay, but how about I send you a recipe? And we were completely thrilled. What I love about this recipe is that you ground up a cup of almonds, and it gives the zucchini bread a really wonderful nutty flavor and texture. And, you know, it's one of these breads that takes like 20, 25 minutes, and then it bakes, and you have this beautiful loaf of bread that you can toast, you can add it.
I'm eating it right now, and I will say it's got a nice kick to it as well.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of nice cinnamon, but it's those ground almonds.
You know, you do have an essay in this book from Charlotte Druckman, who isn't so sure that she believes in the idea of rage baking. Why was it important to include that essay in this book?
Well, this is a great story. Charlotte is a food writer that I really admire. And I reached out to her and said, would you be interested in writing an essay for this new book we're putting together called Rage Baking? And the prompt that I gave the writers was, what does rage mean to you? And what does the phrase rage baking mean? And Charlotte immediately wrote back this very long email explaining why she didn't want to be in the book, that rage baking really didn't make sense to her, that she didn't bake out of rage, that that's what writing was about for her. And I read the email, and immediately I knew that's her essay.
This is the journalist side of Kathy Gunst, which is you always want to hear from all sides, right, Kathy? Even in a book
absolutely,
that is yours.
Absolutely. No, it was important. She asked really great questions in that essay. What does rage baking mean? And will it really change anything? Will it change who we'd vote for? Will it change who ends up with money in their political party? And these are really important questions to ask. Rage baking is not a solution for all the ills and the anxiety that we feel as a nation right now. But it is a way, as I said, to build community and to kind of, it can be calming. I mean, there's nothing like you spend 20 minutes at your KitchenAid and you put together a beautiful cake, you put it in the oven, and then for an hour you wait. So you have this lesson in patience. And that's why we wanted to include essays. We imagined as the cakes were baking, you would sit down and read some of these essays from these women and feel inspired. This is another really important part of this book. When I started it, listening to the Kavanaugh hearings, I started it from a place of sadness and rage. And by the time we were done and I had heard from these women from all over the country, from all walks of life, I really felt a sense of hope.
You know, it's good that you brought up the idea of waiting for something to be done in the oven, because maybe that prepares you to wait for the Iowa caucus results to come out. It takes a while these days. Kathy, there are chocolate chip cookies here, tahini chocolate chip cookies, which are your recipe. I'm going to try one as you tell me why you decided to include these.
I love these cookies more than any other cookies in the whole world right now. I don't like peanut butter, which many people find that shocking. I only like it in savory food, but I adore tahini, which is ground sesame seeds. And I love the nutty, creamy richness it adds to a chocolate chip cookie sprinkled with white sesame seeds. And then when they're still warm, you sprinkle them with coarse sea salt. So you get sweet, savory, salty. It hits it all.
Well, and the salty part really does make them stand out. You've also got a list in this book of some tips for bakers making things as simple as cookies, including many that I didn't realize, like don't crack all the eggs in there at one time. We got to do them one at a time.
Yeah, this is a serious baking book, as well as a book filled with inspiring interviews and essays. I learned so much baking. Like, I mean, I just baked and baked for months. And yeah, it turns out if you put the eggs in one at a time, it gives the batter a chance to absorb the eggs and it builds volume and lightness. One of the most important things that I learned baking was to do what the French call mise en place, which is getting all the ingredients ready. And anybody out there probably has had the same experience I did, where you're halfway through a recipe, the phone rings, you get a text, the ping goes off, and you're like, wait, did I add the baking soda? But if you put all your ingredients out on a sheet of parchment paper
you'll
or a plate,
what you added you'll know. What you
oh,
didn't.
Look, it's right there. Actually, I didn't add it. So there were a lot of tips in there that we wanted to give people because baking is about patience. It's unlike savory food where you can kind of shoot from the hip and hard to screw up. But baking requires some patience and slowing down.
Kathy, this is what number book for you?
16.
16. I've got a couple of the other ones that you've written. I occasionally will look into them and do a recipe. I just did your chicken tortilla soup from your soup swap.
Oh, excellent.
But this book in particular, it seems, is one that you have more passion about than the others. Is that fair to say?
I would say that it was the most fulfilling project of my life.
Wow.
Working with my co-author, Catherine Alford, who's been a friend for 10 years. And it was like creative sparks flying every day. These women that we reached out to responded. We would send an email saying, hey, we're working on a project called Rage Baking. And within minutes, in many cases, we got back a hell yes from people that we admire so much. So also for me, I'm a writer. I love to write. This book combines my passion for food, for baking, for writing, and for editing.
That is Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, whose new book is called Rage Baking, The Transformative Power of Flour, Fury, and Women's Voices. She wrote it with Catherine Alford. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.